This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ilhan Omar's rise and impending fall will only occur if the slime of partisan lopsided justice is met with a deep cleaning.
My hope is that the new Congress is going to serve as a check to the rhetoric of fear and division and destruction and make sure that we are moving the country in the direction that the people have asked us for.
I want to make sure that here in the United States, we understand that there are other countries who take in so many people of the world's most pained people. And in the United States, we could do better.
Minnesota Democratic Ilhan Omar appeared to criticize her colleagues for taking money from the Jewish lobby. She later apologized in a statement saying, "Anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes."
This apology comes after she issued a pair of tweets over the weekend suggesting that APAC, the pro-Israel lobbying group, has bought the support of her colleagues. This is not, however, the first time that Omar has had to apologize for tweets that some see as having anti-Semitic overtones. A couple of weeks ago, she said she was sorry for this tweet from 2012 in which she said, quote, "Israel has hypnotized the world."
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
You're speaking at a fundraiser for CARE, describing the 9/11 terrorist attack that killed 2,977 people, and you said some people did something. What did you mean?
In my speech, I was talking about how our civil liberties as Muslims was being eroded.
We have to take action when a president is openly violating the oath he took to the Constitution of the United States and the core values we aspire to. As Martin Luther King said, all we say to America is, be true to what you say on paper.
The Daily Mail reported Ilhan Omar told friends years ago that the man who went on to become her second husband was, in fact, her brother. Another person from Ilhan's community, Abdi Hakim Osman, is the first person to go on record to speak of how Omar said she wanted to get her brother papers so he could stay in the United States, at a time when she was married to her first husband, Ahmed Hirsi. Omar married her first husband, Hirsi, in 2002 in a religious ceremony in Minnesota that was not recognized legally. In 2009, she legally married the reportedly openly gay Elmi, suspected of being her brother, in a secret Christian ceremony, even though she is a Muslim. She later divorced Elmi, who had used his status to enroll in college, remarried Hirsi legally, only to divorce him a year later after having an affair with her congressional aide, which led to wrecking that aide's marriage. Confused? I understand. Last year, two FBI agents looked into the allegations, but rather than open a full-blown investigation, simply shared their findings with ICE and the Department of Education. As the New York Post reported, if Omar did marry her brother, she could be found guilty of committing marriage fraud, a felony offense, punishable with a prison sentence of up to 5 years and a fine of up to $250,000. John Bound reporting.
That report is up at band.video. The John Bound section is go to the corner, the left-hand corner, click the three bars. You'll see all the great contributors to band.video. Find John Bound and some of his amazing reports. One just went up. Has America forgotten its former glory? Just so many incredible jewels buried like treasures that will not be seen or known unless you. It's all up to you. Decide to take action. You carry the ball forward, we win. You don't, we fall to something that's soul-sucking and worse than death. And I know you're not going to fall. I can feel your strength right now pushing me forward towards absolute destruction of the globalists. And I assure you, I will not falter or waver in the mission you've given me. I may fail in the end, but it'll only be when I've...
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I could have spent the whole show on this. NashvilleFile.com has a big article out on it with all the screenshots and exclusive photos. Exclusive photos, reporters attacked by mob during Bernie Sanders rally. You got to go watch this video again. It's at NationalFile.com. We've got the vaunted Gerald Celente on this live Monday, February 24th, 2020 transmission coming up. But I'm just going to tell you, I am haunted. You know, when I say I'm just going to tell you, it's embarrassing for me to say something scares me. Because a big old mean man coming at me, it actually doesn't scare me. It like wakes something up and I just feel vicious and powerful and I'm ready to win. Or a big job, I don't look at it and think, oh, that's daunting. I kind of like it. But when you're faced with drooling people pissing on themselves and walking up going, I like children, yum, yum, and just running around attacking people and foaming at the mouth and big fat women going, I want communism, and they go starve to death in North Korea or Venezuela. They'd kill them there. And dudes, all these dudes in dresses going, I love Bernie. I love communism. And I'm like, communists kill people like you. They kill you in communist China. It's so aberrant and such a wall of idiocy. And you're like, well, that's just one mentally ill dude. And then you're there for hours, and they're all hateful and stupid and stinking and dumb and gross and disconnected and just godless. Absolutely godless. And that's all I'm saying. So there's another big article up on InfoWars.com. Turns out 60 Minutes has grilled Bernie Sanders. And this is quite the paradox, because they're the ones promoting communism and socialism at the universities. It's the big banks funding that to sabotage people and make them think they've got to go to the government to be successful, to ruin their lives. But then Bernie pops up and is capitalizing on the brainwashed half of millennials identifying as communist and socialist. And they go, whoa, 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 you're supposed to have Biden, who can't even string a sentence together. You're supposed to have Buttigieg and just all these nobodies. Bernie Sanders probably had 25,000 people yesterday at that rally. That's real. Hillary can't get 100. She still plans to come in at the end and take over the broker convention. So people ask, well, I thought you were for populism. I'm not for the mad howl of democracy. The founders warned of you could manipulate the mob to want to take people's rights. So in a republic, we're a democracy, but little d, we have rules that protect the minority as well. And Gerald Celente is an expert on that. He's coming up. He can talk about it. But I just wanted to play this clip. The whole interview's up from 60 Minutes on InfoWars.com of Anderson Cooper, the Vanderbilt, the Ford Foundation guy, who's been pushing all this and pushing collectivism, now looking at the fruit of it, telling him he's bad because he's not the establishment. It's a train wreck, and I predict they can't stop Sanders. They stole it 4 years ago. They're not going to steal it this time. and it's going to be spectacular, and I think cities are going to burn over it. I don't support Bernie at all. His supporters are the fruit of the Democratic Party, but they're mad that this old guy, this old shyster, is stealing what they had planned at some future point for a communist takeover with offshore banks running it, not a real communist takeover where things are just mismanaged and the country collapses. They don't want that. They want their synthetic communism. So here's Bernie Sanders on 60 Minutes.
I was personally
back in the 1980s, Sanders had some positive things to say about the former Soviet Union and the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
And everybody was totally convinced.
Here he is explaining why the Cuban people didn't rise up and help the U.S. overthrow Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
He educated the kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
A lot of dissidents imprisoned in
that's right, and we condemn that. Unlike Donald Trump, let's be honest, I do not think that Kim Jong-un is a good friend. I don't trade love letters with a murdering dictator. Vladimir Putin, not a great friend of mine.
Not a great friend of mine. Play two more clubs to go to Gerald Celente, but oh, there were some good things. Yeah, they have more doctors graduated per capita than the other country. They don't have any medicine, any MRIs, anything in Cuba. The women, beautiful women, will have sex with you for a $5 thing, a warmer. Dudes go there with a suitcase full of warmer to have sex like 100 women. I mean, they can't produce warmer. They can't make cars. They don't have enough toilet paper. Because the commies steal it all. They don't want you to have things. And he said that. He goes, you don't need 30 types of deodorant. You need to stand in line. But to watch the system fight what it's created is just comical. Here's two more clips.
Just on foreign policy, you said you believe in diplomacy. You're concerned Donald Trump is going to get us into an unnecessary war. Are there situations where you believe military action is
absolutely? Of course I do. You know, hopefully is rare.
If there's a capitalist country or it's Christian, we blow it up. We invade with Muslims. He'll start the clip over.
Just on foreign policy, you said you believe in diplomacy. You're concerned Donald Trump is going to get us into an unnecessary war. Are there situations where you believe military action is
absolutely? Of course I do. You know, hopefully as rare as possible. But, yeah, we have the best military in the world.
What would your criteria be for military action?
Well, threats against the American people, to be sure.
Wait, pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. America sucks. He's an admitted communist. But we've got the best military in the world. Again, I don't like how our military is used, but you can't say it's not the best in the world. So how's it the best, dude? It's not Cuba, where people can't get aspirin, dumbass, because they can't produce it. Because all commies do is run people's lives. Continue.
Well, threats against the American people, to be sure. Threats against our allies, I believe,
like in borders.
I believe that the United States, everything being equal, should be working with other countries in alliance, not doing it alone.
If China took military action against Taiwan, is that something you would?
That's something that, yeah. I mean, I think we have got to make it clear to countries around the world that we will not sit by and allow invasions to take place, absolutely.
Would you meet with Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. I mean, I've criticized Trump for everything under the sun. But meeting with people who are antagonistic is, to me, not a bad thing to do. I think, unfortunately, Trump went into that meeting unprepared. I think it was a photo opportunity and did not have the kind of the diplomatic work necessary to make it a success. But I do not have a problem with sitting down with adversaries all over the world.
So Sanders is trying to backtrack. He's trying to backtrack from everything he said he is and what he stood for. The man is a complete fraud. But regardless, the Democratic establishment's blocking him because they don't own him, they don't run him. There's no doubt, Bernie Sanders, every night when he goes to bed, he's running Bernie Sanders. I mean, he let Hillary steal the nomination and bow down to that, but he made that decision. There's not committees telling Bernie Sanders what to do. And just like Donald Trump, the system doesn't like it because Bernie Sanders is his own misguided man. That's my view. Gerald Celente, the top Friends forecaster, is going to take over. Can't wait to eat my lunch and listen to him talk, and I'll probably be back today. The War Room's coming up on Troyer in about 45 minutes. Please don't forget, we have back in stock the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Bodies just got back in yesterday. It's back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Great for your immune system. DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10, the PQQ, incredible for your mitochondria in your whole body and just your immunity. Get that DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Also, Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Ultra 12, been sold out for months, back in stock, 40% off. Get them together, 50% off. And yes, all the other big storable foods companies have sold out. We have the biggest and best in the nation that we drop ship from InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to go up today to 4 weeks delivery instead of 3 weeks. They have the food, but they're having to package it. So get your orders in right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get 25 years of food insurance, and you fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way we all fail is not taking action. So InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you all for your support and for you taking care of yourself and your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And I'm right on board with Alex and a lot of things that he says about Bernie Sanders. Now, in fact, it was our lead story in the Weekly Trends Journal. Sanders has a shot to dump Trump. And I'm no fan. I'm no fan, actually, of any of them. I'm a political atheist. A lot of some things I like that Trump does, other things I don't like. Sanders, total phony.
I'll give you free education. I'll give you free health care. You buy two canisters, you get one free.
That guy's full of baloney. Been sucking off the public tit his whole life. Never had a job. And he's two-faced. All these dumbo craps believe is crap.
I voted against the Iraq war.
Hey, Bernie boy. You voted for the Afghan war. You voted for Bill Clinton's murder of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. When he put sanctions on them. And of you, of course, you folks at InfoWars know that story with Madeleine not all that bright, the UN ambassador to the United States, on Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes, when she was asked if the price of 500,000 Iraqi children dead is worth the price of sanctions. She said, yes, it is. That's your Bernie. B.S. Bernie. B.S. Bernie. Let's bring those F-35s into the Burlington Air Force Airport. Yep. Guy's full of baloney. And you heard him in that interview. Now, he's no peace candidate. He's another one of these little boys, too fat to fight, that calls for peace, but when he wants to call for war, he calls for it. Yeah, you heard him. Any country, you know, that we think is going to threaten us will take preemptive measures against Iran and North Korea, he said in another interview with the Toilet Paper Record, the New York Times. A phony, phony freak. And the reason why we called Trump with the first magazine in the entire United States, if not the world, that called Trump a winner in May of 2016. It's in your Trends Journal. I call things the way I see them, not the way I like them. I'm a trend forecaster. I look at things through the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And B.S. Bernie, he got a shot at the White House. If he doesn't get that heart attack or something else before the 2020 election. And the reason why I called him, and again, we changed the forecast, because you'll get at my top trends for 2020, Trump by default in 2020. And I said the default of the Democrats, because they don't have anybody good to run against them. So, let's go back to Sanders. Why did I change it? We take a globalnomic perspective. We see what's going on around the world and make connections between different fields. A few weeks ago, there was an election in Ireland. Ah, Ireland. I love Ireland. Love the Irish people. Yeah. Went to an all-Irish Catholic school. I was one of three Italian kids there. I fell in love with Teresa McKelvey in my first communion. Vroom, 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 vroom. So I love the Irish. I have a picture of me and her in my Zizzy book, what Zizzy gave Honey Boy, us holding hands in our first communion. So I love the Irish, and I love going there, wonderful people. They had an election. Sinn Féin won. Out of nowhere. Knocked out established parties that were in control 100 years. Blew them away. Why? For the same reason that Sanders could win. The young people. The young people. They have no future. Ireland gives all the breaks to the Apples and the Googles and all the rest. Like the USSA, all the money goes to the top. And I'm not making those numbers up. You got them. In the United States, Gates, Bezos, and Buffett got more dough than half America's population combined. 90% of all the assets in the equity markets controlled by 10%. Young people, what do they got? Get out of college with what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt? When I got out of college, I had $1,500 worth of debt. And that was a lot of money to me back then, 1969. I should have graduated in 68, but I got left back in the fifth grade. You know, miserable nun makes you rot in hell, Sister Marie Rosaire. One day she grabbed me by my little blue tie and knocked the hell out of me and perforated my middle ear and broke my eardrum and then left me back. I'm just thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. It could have been a lot worse. Anyway, going back to $1,500 worth of debt, that was a lot of money. Now kids are getting out, young people, 40, 50. Now, I think the average is like $38,000 in debt. They're going for Sanders. They got no future. Before the Democrats and the Repulsivekins did away with the antitrust laws, there was this thing called mom-and-pop stores, dress shops, men's shops, a thing called drug stores before CVS's and Walgreens took them all over, things called stationery stores before the Staples, things called hardware stores before the Lowe's and the Home Depot's. It was a middle class. The young people, what are they doing? They're going to work for Amazon, lifting boxes, you know, doing lousy, you know, heavy-duty work. And what do they make? $62.50 a week by the time they pay their taxes and everything else in a hernia. That's why they're going for Sanders. The same reason why they won in Ireland. That's what the people mentioned. Healthcare, rents, unaffordable housing to buy. Oh, and homeless. Homeless. One of my top trends for 2020. Homeless and helpless. That's who voted Sinn Féin in. And that's who could bring in Sanders.
I'll give you free education?
Yeah. The people have nothing. The younger generation, when I was a young guy, every poll that used to come out, they used to ask, will the future be better than the past or the past better than the future? And you know what all the polls showed? The future would be better. And now, it's make America great again. Going back to the past. So, the reason Sanders is going to win the nomination, and he has a shot at the election, is because of the youth. You know, more of them than us. And there are other reasons as well. And we come back, we're going to tell you what they are. But remember, support InfoWars.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it, and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High-quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now. Ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep, and remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. Censorship is a big one, and that's all they're doing. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Oh, a lot of baloney. Can't talk about this or that. Going back to Sanders and why he has a shot. There are more, again, it's the younger generation. They have no future.
and they're tied to what's going on. Sanders is full of baloney, but baloney sells. And again, as we look at the data, Sanders has a shot, and this is what I wanted to mention, at winning some of the swing states. The early polls are showing that he's winning in Pennsylvania, and he got a shot in Michigan. He doesn't have one in Wisconsin, and that could change things. And Trump is going to start losing support in Wisconsin. I'll tell you why. A new study just came out. Farmers, big dairy place, right? They're going down. Business is not good. A lot's going to depend on where we are around October of this year. Now, of course, we got goodbye Rosie, Queen of Coronavirus. They got the whole world up in arms. Closing down towns and villages and cities across Italy and other places. To me, the numbers are small. They don't add up. 4 people died in Italy. How many people live in Italy? Well, about 60 million. Over 2,000 people died in China. But they got how many people? 1.4 billion? One country after another, the numbers are tiny. 4th, 6th biggest outside of China. But this is really doing a number on the equity markets, which, again, needed to come under some kind of a correction. And it corrected. And what are people doing? They're buying gold. Because the money has just been flowing in. They've been dumping it out of thin air. With the repo markets, over $7 trillion pumped in since September. According to the Levy Institute, from 2007 to 2010, they pumped in $29 trillion into the bankster's system to prop it up artificially. So the markets are due for a correction, but this is making it a lot worse. Because it's going to hit China very hard. You're looking at car sales in China off 92%. 92%. That's the world's biggest buyer of automobiles. It's going to hurt. Going back to the election. It's what he used to say in the Clinton administration when he was running for office in 1992. The campaign theme, it's the economy, stupid. And that's what this is going to be about again. It's the economy. And Trump is doing very good on the economy. You're seeing the numbers coming out. Very positive. That could change rapidly and dramatically. As we speak, what is the Dow down now? About 900 points? Gold. Gold spiked up today over $30 an ounce. Moved back down. It's still up about 15 bucks. By the way, as you well know, in our Trends Journal, we sent the trend alert out, and I've been on Alex Jones' show talking about it, and with David Knight. Back in June 6th, we sent out a trend alert. The gold bull run has begun. Gold back then was over $300 cheaper than it is today. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. And that's why I love being on with Alex Jones. Yeah, there it is, the gold bull run. Because they keep you ahead of the news and on top of the trends. We're all in this together to bring liberty, love, joy, and beauty to the United States. And that's why I'm against foreign entanglements. We have no business being in these countries. Illegally in Syria, illegally in Iraq, destroyed Libya.
one place after another. I'm totally against it. I'm an American. And that's what I look out for. I protect America with all my life. Foreign countries, not my business. You got your own problems, not mine. I believe in the founding fathers, George Washington, no foreign entanglements. So going back to Sanders, that's what's going to determine the election. How things are doing economically by election day this year. Going back to the equity markets. Gold. I believe gold spiked too quickly right now, and it will have a pullback. Probably $100. At least. Bring it down to $1,550, it's still pretty good. And move back up. It may not go down. If it does not go down and continues to rise, it'll spike toward the 2,000 mark. And in that gold bull run forecast, my forecast was that gold had to break over $1,450 an ounce, and then it would sharply spike above. Remember, gold was $1,332 an ounce when I said that. And that's exactly what happened. Gold went above $1,450 an ounce. Boom. Here we are today. $1,650. So the future economically is very shaky. The information's there. Again, we write about it every week. Over there in Turkey, they just lowered interest rates. Actually, they have negative interest rates when you count inflation into it. Euro extends its fall. Profit warnings hit record in Germany. I mean, this is the Financial Times. I'm not making this stuff up. Germany. Germany is that far away from recession. This is in Zimbabwe. This is the strongest economy in Europe. European growth in the last quarter, 2019, was no growth at all. 0.1%. So this coronavirus is hitting at a time of weakness. If it hit at a time of strength, it would be different. But again, I don't see it being as big as they're claiming it to be, only going by the numbers. China, again, over 2,000 people have died. Last year, over 300,000 died from effects of air pollution. Yeah, but we won't talk about that. And then again, the poisons they put in our food, the air and the water and everything else. We're not talking about a lot of people here. But it's going to have an impact, particularly in China and on the global marketplace. So gold is still golden. Where is this going? We're going to know in a couple of more days. The markets continue to decline. Greatest depression may escalate. May happen before 2021. But I don't think so.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, remember, if you want the truth to prevail, do what you can to support InfoWars. And InfoWars likes select storable foods, and that's one for you to consider, particularly as Goodbye Rosie, Queen of Coronavirus, starts hitting everywhere. Look at how the government shut down the place. Look what they do. Italy, you name it. Korea, South Korea, one after another, closing down. China, you're going to want to have storable foods. And with the rise of the coronavirus, troubles brewing constantly in other nations, and more danger is constantly growing overseas. So InfoWars has been officially notified by their vendors that food prices are on the rise due to dramatically increased level of demand. And thanks to their focus on long-term contracts to provide for our customers, we're able to hold on to those prices for a little bit longer at InfoWars. It's already getting more difficult to order storable foods nationwide, and their suppliers are facing a 5 to 10% increase on every option of emergency foods available. And it can't hold out on raising these prices forever. So eventually, even InfoWars is going to need to increase the prices with demand. So right now, you should get your order in 3 weeks. However, this is getting delayed with each passing minute. So secure your spot now. Other suppliers aren't able to ship at all due to this huge demand. So there you got it. And this is real because a lot of things are slowing down. And prices are going up in the food business. So you want to get it now while it's still hot and available, because you can see what the governments do. They shut down whenever they want. To me, what's going on in China, in a way they've, 140 million quarantining them, 140 million people. This is a test. This is a test. And the doctors that I've spoken to are saying that the coronavirus is affecting mostly the elderly, people that are ill already, chronically ill, not hitting young people. And it's another virus. Again, according to the data, Google it up. How many people died of the flu last year in the United States? 61,000. That ain't coronavirus. But you can see what's going to happen, so you're going to want to have on hand what you need on hand. And again, anything could happen. Things are out of the shelves empty out when these crises happen, and you can't get what you want. And it's only going to get worse when this happens again, and it may be something else other than coronavirus. Because as I say, I don't want to hear about climate change. You're killing us now with all the poisons they're pumping into everything. So anything could outbreak at any time. You know, well, I'll just mention more about the political presidential reality show, as I call it. You know, I had that big debate, right, in Las Vegas. Paris. Hilton Hotel over there. It was funny. The last time I was there was about 2012. And I had just come back from Paris, and I had to do a gig in Las Vegas, and ended up doing it at that place. But anyway, the debates. Nothing serious about all of America's foreign entanglements. Nothing serious about the war. And that Buttigieg, whatever his name is, that guy's nothing more to me than a CIA plant. A little boy of nothing. Groom prime, knows how to say the words perfectly. Harvard boy. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. Bullets, bombs, and banks. There's... Yep, he puts on the show. And you read his comments after he lost. Again, a little boy of nothing. A zero from nowhere. Did nothing other than lie a lot about what he did. But people like him because the same reason they liked Obama. He knew how to BS perfectly. Yeah, as we used to say in the Bronx, BS has its own sound. And it farts out of the butter gag, boy. He went on to say, in a speech delivered soon after media outlets called the caucuses to Sanders, Buttigieg warned Democrats, quote, take a sober look at what's at stake before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders. Instead, you should elect me, a guy that's nothing more than a puppet, boy in a box. This is the kind of crap he puts out. Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, would completely eliminate private insurance. That would be okay with me. Look what happened when Obama gave us Obamacare. Those private insurance companies, they made a lot of dough. It ain't Obamacare, it's Obama, I don't care. I want to make the rich guys richer, just like he did with our dough that gave it to the banksters. And again, I'm no Bernie Sanders fan at all. But when they talk about this country becoming socialist and not capitalist, capitalism's long gone in America. In capitalism, boys and girls and children of all ages, there's no such thing as too big to fail, capiche? Oh, we got to bail out the too bigs. And we heard that guy, Eric Holder, hold this, you know, remember him, Obama's attorney general. The banksters were too big to jail. And they still are. From Saturday's toilet paper record. And they print these stories on Saturday and put them out in the news because that's the least watched news day and read newspaper day. Holy, anybody's reading anymore. Wells Fargo to pay $3 billion in fraud action settlement. Fraud action settlement, $3 billion. Will anybody go to jail? Will any of the banksters go to jail for screwing millions of people? Giving them fake accounts, robbing billions, making the lives miserable for millions. Who'll go to jail? Nobody. That's why Sanders has a shot at winning, is because of this inequality. And that's what he's playing on. And it's a smart card to play. You know the story. You go out, you have a couple of drinks. You're going home. It's 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. The dick detectives are out on the streets. You didn't have your taillight on. Your taillight's off. Where were you? How many drinks did you have? Get out of the car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backward. You commit a minor crime. Boom, they bring in a SWAT team. They're all down on us, man. But screw the people out of billions of dollars, and we give them a two-bit fine that adds up to nothing. So that's what you do when you forecast trends. You put the pieces together. I bring that up because it's all tied together. Sanders has a shot. A lot's going to depend on the economy. And with this coronavirus, and things get worse, and the global economy is already in trouble. Matter of fact, today, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, came out with another report warning about the large corporate debt levels. Yeah. But although we heard from three Federal Reserve presidents last week, that's indicating they're not going to raise interest rates this year. I forecast within several months, interest rates in the United States will be at 0 to -%, right around there. They don't have a lot of room to move. When the last recession hit 2007, interest rates came down from 5%. Now the overnight's 1.5. Will it be enough to change things? Nope. The worst times are ahead. The greatest depression. My forecast is 2021. But if things keep getting worse, maybe sooner rather than later. And again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And remember, support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive. And if you want to read history before it happens, see the future, the Trends Journal. We'll help you get there and prepare for the future. All the best. Stay healthy, safe, keeping that high spirit. See ya.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.